Take a slow, deep breath. Gently release it. Again, breathe in slowly. And slowly breathe out. If you are tired of the ongoing mental health battle, if you thought you would be further along by now, just let yourself arrive here honestly. God is not discouraged by your process. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:13-14. Father, I thought this struggle would be over by now. I thought the anxiety would fade. I thought the heaviness would lift. I thought the breakthrough would have come. But I am still here, still praying, still hoping, still struggling. I'm weary, Lord. Take a moment to silently tell God what feels ongoing, what feels unresolved. Lord, I give you my unanswered prayers, the requests I've repeated, the healing I long for, the relief that hasn't arrived in the way I expected. Thank you for not being intimidated by my honesty, for actually inviting it. Father, Romans 5 says that suffering produces perseverance and character. Sometimes I don't feel hopeful. I just feel tired. But your word says that hope does not put us to shame because your love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Even here, in the middle, your love is present. Second Corinthians 4 reminds me, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. I may not be experiencing dramatic change right now, and others may not see any progress, but I trust that you are working in ways deeper than I can measure. Renew me today, Lord, even if just a little. Father, help me release the timeline I created. Remind me that the healing is not always instant. Growth is not always visible. Faithfulness is often quiet. Teach me to trust you in the process, not just in the breakthrough. When I am tempted to believe nothing is changing, remind me that you are shaping perseverance in me. When I feel ashamed that I'm still struggling, remind me that struggle does not equal failure. When I compare my journey to someone else's, gently redirect my eyes back to you. You are writing a story I cannot yet fully see. Imagine placing your current season into God's hands, not rushing it forward, not pushing it away, just entrusting it to Him. Lord, I may not have big hope today, but I choose to have a small one, a flicker, a quiet belief that you are still good, that you are still near, that this is not wasted. Receive my small hope, strengthen it, guard it. Your word in Psalm 27 says to wait for you and take heart. Waiting is not passive. It is active trust. It is choosing again and again to believe that your goodness will meet me. Maybe not on my timeline, but always in your faithfulness. Help me take heart in the middle of this struggle. Jesus, thank you that my current circumstances do not disqualify me from your love. Thank you for your compassion that doesn't expire. Thank you for being patient with me when I get frustrated with my ongoing recovery. Anchor me in what is eternal, not just what is immediate. Fix my eyes on the unseen work you are doing. Father, I trust you here, not just at the end of the story, but in the middle of it. Sustain me. Renew me. Help me remain confident that I will see your goodness. Take one slow, deep breath in. And as you exhale, quietly pray. You are still working. Know that you are not behind. You are not forgotten. God is faithful in the middle. Father, hold my hope steady until I see more clearly what you are already doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
If today's prayer helped you slow down and connect with God, I think you'll love our First 15 podcast. It's a simple, daily way to start your day with God's Word, worship, and reflection. Just search First 15 wherever you listen and make it part of your morning rhythm.